Welcome to this episode of the We Travel There podcast. We're in Hudson Valley, New York, with my new friend Amanda Dana, the Director of Tourism and Film for orangetourism.org. Amanda came here for family and loves experiencing all four seasons and being able to walk in nature in the surrounding Carpathian Mountains. In this episode, Amanda and I talk about visiting the Vanderbilt Mansion, booking a stay at Mohonk Mountain House, an award-winning Victorian castle from 1869, and hiking out to Catterskill Falls to admire its beauty. Hear about these three amazing experiences and so much more. If you know someone that wants to visit New York, I'd love it if you shared this episode with them. The show notes and our one-page guide of Amanda's tips are available at wetravelthere.com/Hudson Valley. Now let's get started. The We Travel There podcast helps you travel like a local by interviewing guests from around the world to uncover the hidden gems of their city by finding out the best things to do, eat, drink, and see from a local's point of view. Using airline miles and hotel points makes travel affordable, but keeping track of all those loyalty programs can be a challenge. That's why I use AwardWall to track my miles and points balances, reservations, and special goodies like free hotel night certificates and airline companion passes. Having everything in one easy-to-use dashboard helps ensure that I don't lose any rewards and makes logging into my accounts super easy. Go to wetravelthere.com/AwardWallet to start your free account. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So today we're talking about the Hudson Valley in New York. You know, a lot of people think of New York, they think of Albany, they think of, you know, Manhattan and everything like that. But a lot of people don't really know about this large area in New York that's the Hudson Valley. And it's actually filled with so many different cities and things to do that it's so amazing to be able to have you on the show to talk about them all.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's just face it. When people think of New York, they think of New York City. That takes 90% or 95% of our, you know, visitor dollars. But the Hudson Valley is just outside that city and it stretches for 150 miles and it's absolutely gorgeous. So I'm really excited to talk about it.
Fantastic. So what's your connection to the area?
So my personal connection is that my family, like many families, they lived in New York City and then they had a summer home in the country, they call it, right? And I'm putting like air quotes around that, like the country. And my family, they had a country home or a summer home in Milton, New York, which is in Ulster County, about 65 miles north of New York City. And eventually they moved there and they brought all the kids and then family just started coming out there. So family really brought me to the Hudson Valley. I started out in Ulster County, which is one of the 10 counties that we'll talk about. But I lived on the Hudson River and my backyard was the Hudson River with lots of trains going by. And that's how I came here.
Oh, that's so amazing. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people, you know, we move around, like I'm a transplant here to Tennessee and everything like that. But seeing that you've grown up in that area and have just watched it, I'm sure transform immensely over the course of your lifetime. You know, there's a lot of history there, but there's also a lot of like new and modern amenities and everything like that as well, too.
Absolutely. There's lots of that.
So if you had to describe like the area or the people in just a couple words, how would you do that?
Well, the phrase that comes is, it's just so picturesque. You know, the Hudson Valley is a beautiful countryside and it's, you know, the river does define us, but on both sides of the river, we're in a valley. So you can imagine the mountains that we look at coming up the river. So to describe the Hudson Valley, I would say picturesque. And the people here are genuine. They're authentic. And that's probably the best way to say a little description about our people.
I love it. Right on. So, okay. So if we're planning a trip to come to the Hudson Valley, I know it's, you know, obviously the northern part of the United States. So the weather kind of changes quite a bit throughout the year. What's the weather like throughout the different seasons? And like, when would you recommend people come visit there?
Okay. So first and foremost, we do have four active tourism seasons and they're all beautiful, which is one of the reasons why I'll talk more about it, that I love it here. But the weather you can see in our January, February, March time is a little cold. But then the seasons that really start bringing in the lion's share, I would say, of our tourism is spring, summer, fall. Spring, summer, fall, especially fall in the Hudson Valley is just absolutely gorgeous. This is a really, really popular time because of our fall foliage. We're really known for that and it's spectacular.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's one of the things, you coming from California, you moving back east here and just seeing all the colors, how they pop in the fall. It's breathtaking.
Yeah. We actually have like peepers, you know, that literally, not a bad word, but they're called peepers. They actually report on when the leaves are actually turning and they're called leaf peepers and we have a peeper report. And it's pretty funny to say that, but we really do. We take it seriously here at the Hudson Valley.
It's a good peeper, not the ones that you report to the police.
No, no police reporting, but we are peeping on the leaves only.
Well, also when people are planning a trip to come to that area, there's a lot of different festivals and events that happen throughout the year. Like, what are a couple of like your favorites that people need to know about?
You know, I did talk with my colleagues. Now, when I say colleagues, the 10 counties that go from the tip of Manhattan to Albany, we're a 10-county Hudson Valley region. So I did consult with my tourism directors in the region, and they gave me a list of things. And I'm going to mention a few, but some that must go, big events that we have. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. I know you're saying, what? Garlic? Where, you know, shouldn't they have that in Italy or something? But the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival in Saugerties, New York is really a great, great festival. And it's with farmers and artisanal vendors. And it's just really great. And it's in Saugerties. And that typically is an early summer every year. We also have some great county fairs. And if I could mention a few of those, you know, so Columbia County Fair in Chatham, that is just wonderful. That's typically in September. We also have the Dutchess County Fair. So the Dutchess County Fair is actually the kind of fair that little fairs aspire to be because it's just so fantastic. It's one of the top fairs in the state of New York, and that's in Rhinebeck, New York, and that typically happens in August as well. It's a really family fun type of excursion, and it has a lot of tie to, you know, our agriculture, and it's just one of the best fairs in the region, I should say. We also have others that I have to give a shout out to Putnam County Fair because they have a free admission and free parking as well. But their tie to the 4-H is just wonderful. And that's typically in July. And that's the Putnam County Fair. But we don't just have county fairs, big events. We have a lot of other things that we should talk through. So we love fall in the Hudson Valley, and we have a couple of counties that really hang on to that. In Rockland County, there's the NIAC Halloween Parade, which is one of the top 10 Halloween parades in America. So that's NIAC, New York. And we have the great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze in Croton-on-the-Hudson. That's in Westchester County, and that's over 7,000 illuminated jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, wow.
Jack-o'-lanterns. Am I saying that right? Woof, say that 10 times fast. And that is a must-see event for the fall, and it brings a ton of people here. And speaking of the fall, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Applefest, which is our Orange County, Warwick, New York. It's one of our largest events here in the county. Brings anywhere between 30 and 40,000 visitors to a downtown, real great event. And it's just one of the top 100 events in the country, it was named, but it's called Apple Fest. So that is just a few to mention. To the north, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Albany, the Tulip Festival. So have you ever been there to the Tulip Festival?
No, I haven't. It sounds amazing, though. I've been to Amsterdam and they got all the tulips over there, but
yeah,
you know, we don't have to go all the way across the Atlantic just to be able to see some tulips.
You do not. So the Tulip Festival in Albany is just one of the larger events there. And it's not just about tulips, as you can imagine. It's about food. It's about great handmade crafts, but it's also about 140,000 tulips. So if you like tulips, you get up to that festival, and it's just a really, really nice event. One of the other ones in Greene County I want to mention is the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, which is getting very popular, a 4-day event. You can imagine the music and the artisans coming from there. Craft beverage, great food, 4-day festival. It's just a wonderful thing to go
to.
That
sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to have that mix of food and music and a little bit of fun, you know, as far as like the pumpkins and the jack-o'-lanterns and everything like that. So it sounds like all of them are great, whether it's a date night with your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. But also it's a great opportunity to be able to hang out with the kids, because I travel with my kids a lot, and finding those things that are both family friendly and budget friendly are kind of hard to find sometimes. And so it's nice knowing that there's so many different options in the Hudson Valley for that to be able to happen. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So speaking of that, like you mentioned, it's 10 counties. It actually, like you said, it encompasses about 150 miles, you know, in distance there. If somebody wants to visit, probably have a few different airport options, right? Because we're not going to fly necessarily into, like, you know, JFK or something like that. There's probably other options that are much closer, and also depending upon what area of the Hudson Valley we want to fly into.
Absolutely. And we know that many people do fly into our big hubs in New York City. They go to JFK, LaGuardia, or Newark, right? So those are our big airports to the southern part of our region. And it's just so easy to get out of the New York City. I mean, you have to do New York City. If you're coming in and you've never been to New York, everyone wants to see New York City, and you go to the shows and you go to Times Square and you go to all of the great museums there. But we're just outside that city. So even if you do fly into those big airports, where there's a plethora of flights going in and out of there, you can just either go by renting a car or going on train or going on a bus, and you can get up to the Hudson Valley. But specifically about our Hudson Valley airports, we have three of them that really do a great job of bringing visitors to us. Westchester County Airport is one that sees about 1.9 million passengers per year. So they're a big airport for us, and they have, you know, domestic flights going in there daily. And it's been a great source of people coming into the Hudson Valley. New York Stewart International Airport, which is in Newburgh, New Windsor, New York, is probably in the center part of our region. And that is a great airport. It was once a military base. It's been transformed into a commercial airport. It's an international airport. We just recently spent about $30 million on a new international wing for that airport. So we are ready for international flights. But they do have a Play Airliners, our international carrier, Allegiant and Breeze Airline fly out of there. And so that's a great way to get into the region. And then to the northern part of our region, Albany. Albany International Airport does have many flights coming in and out, and it's pretty easy to get into the valley that way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have a map in the show notes for the episode. So it's depending upon what you want to do and what area of the Hudson Valley you're going to go to, it's probably easier just picking whatever closest airport is based on the areas that you want to visit.
It is. Yeah.
So along those lines, you know, if we're going to go, we're obviously going to talk about some of the best things to do in the Hudson Valley. Based on that, you mentioned public transportation from New York City to the area, like a train to get there. But when we're going around and seeing some of the attractions, going to some of the amazing restaurants and everything else, do we need a rental car, or do we use public transportation? Like, how do we get around?
Well, it's kind of a hybrid. I would say to get a rental car if you can. I mean, that's probably the easiest way, because we are, and the air quotes are coming out, the country, right? So we do have Uber and Lyft pretty prevalent up in the country area, so to speak, in the valley. But I would say renting a car would be my best bet. If you were to come up on the train, so you can come up on the train from Grand Central, and it's a Metro North line to the Amtrak line that goes up the east side of the Hudson River, you can get off on one of those really beautiful little novelty towns and then just explore those towns. Or you can come on the west side, the Wild West, we like to call it, the west side of the Hudson, and you could take New Jersey Transit up to many stops on the west side of the Hudson. But we do recommend, for the most part, a car, to rent a car to come up.
And along those same lines, you know, when we're talking about where to stay when we're visiting the Hudson Valley, there's a lot of different hotel options. I know, you know, I was talking with your team looking at some of the amazing hotels in the area. And I mean, wow, it's just so cool to see so many different historic, amazing architecture with some of these buildings. So let's just talk about a couple of the favorites there, as far as give people kind of like an idea of what type of options there are.
This is so hard because we have so many great properties in the Hudson Valley, and it goes from the full gamut, from, you know, the midsize to the very luxurious, and from glamping to old world Tuscan retreats. So it was really hard, but I did press my partners in the region, said, "Hey, give me your tops. You know, let me talk a little bit about that." So I will start from the southern part to northern, but I'll just go around a little bit, and you can just follow me if you can, but up in Greene County. So Greene County is a little more north. Greene County is just north of Ulster County. There's a hotel called James Newbury Hotel, and it really is a novelty hotel. It's named after its ironworks architect, and it's a modern type of hotel, 47 rooms overlooking the Hudson River, which is wonderful. And it's just a really nice hotel. And it just screams, you know, come stay with me, come look at my design and my award-winning architecture. And it's just a great place to go in Greene County. And I really need to talk about this next one. And it's called the Mohonk Mountain House. Have you ever heard of that, Lee?
No, I haven't. But when I was looking at it, it looks incredible.
So the Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz, New York, in Ulster County, it has won so many awards. It's even hard to talk about all the awards. But this is an 1869 Victorian castle hotel, and it's known for its retreat and conferences that they bring there. It was rated one of the number one resorts in USA Today. It's just a fantastic place to bring your family or just go as a couple as well. And it has so many things to do, from hiking, horseback riding, rock climbing, looking at the ridge. Now, this is called Schwungunk Ridge. I call it the Gunks, and many people know it as the Gunks. And because you say Schwungunk like 10 times fast, you're really are tongue-tied. But I could tell you that ridge is prevalent right there, and it's just a wonderful experience. I would say you need to take a couple days there. That's a wonderful property in New Paltz, New York. Westchester County has so many great options. I mean, they really do. But if I were to pick one, I would pick the Abbey Inn and Spa because I just love it there. And I've gone there so many times and it's a great retreat. It's in Peekskill, New York, and it has so much to offer. Wonderful food. And I would say go there to stay there for dinner or go there for the spa. And it's just absolutely wonderful property. And right around there is in Nyack in Rockland County is the Hotel Nyack, and that is a jewel. This is just 20 miles outside of New York City. It's an industrial landmark. This hotel was absolutely transformed. It's super cool. It's 133 rooms, and it's just everything you want. It has an indoor pool, and it could be a conference center for up to 250 attendees. It's so special. I love it there, and I would always recommend that in Rockland County to go to the Hotel Nyack.
Right on. Yeah, I'm a Hyatt globalist, and we're always looking for like low-cost Hyatt properties and everything like that. And it's a category 3 property for my travel hacking friends that are listening. And so it's like super cheap and affordable as far as points go. It's kind of like a hidden gem, you know, with like really nice amenities and everything like that for a really low price.
And it's a Nyack. So Nyack is just a wonderful, wonderful town. So, and this other place, which I have also been to, and you know, I was the president of the Hudson Valley region, so I got to go around to a lot of these places, and the Mirabel Inn and Spa in Rhinebeck. So Rhinebeck, New York is on the east side of the Hudson and it's north. It's probably, as the crow flies, probably about, I would say 75 to 80 miles north of the city, maybe a little longer, but it's a fantastic ride to get to Rhinebeck. And Mirabel Inn and Spa is this beautiful Parisian hotel, 50-room resort in the heart of Rhinebeck. And if anyone knows Rhinebeck, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous little town. It's not so little, but it has the great shopping and great little walkways and walkability, and it's just wonderful. They have an outstanding spa, and it's a 12,000 square foot spa, which I have gone to quite a few times, and it always pleases. So it's a great place to be. And, you know, stay overnight, go to the spa and stay overnight.
Absolutely. It's a good way to get away and maybe, you know, go there with your spouse and both you get a little couples massage and enjoy yourself for sure.
Absolutely. In Dutchess County as well, the Roundhouse in Beacon is also one of my favorites as well. It's on a waterfall and I just love the sound of water. Anytime I can get sounds of water, whether it be a lake or a waterfall or an ocean, I love it. So it's a great place in Beacon, New York. So I have to give a shout out to that. I do want to talk about Orange County's hotel, which is the historic Thayer Hotel. So the Thayer Hotel, which is at West Point, which is our military academy. You must have heard of West Point, Lee, of course,
oh,
you know, and all the history that comes with that. The Thayer Hotel is one of the ones we just always recommend if someone is just not just looking to have an overnight, but actually go and learn more about the history of our country, which is so much there. And it's right on the banks of the Hudson River. You are literally looking into the Hudson River, looking up and down, and you can see all the boats coming, and it's wonderful. And it has a rooftop bar, and it's just so fun. And I love the rooftop bar, and it's just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned kids. So I'm going to tell you that the Legoland New York Resort Hotel is a novelty themed children's hotel, which every room is like a different type of scenario, whether it's a knight's court or it's the princess suite. And it's a great place for kids. And that is in Goshen, New York. And it is at the park, the theme park, which we might talk about. But it's at the theme park and it's absolutely wonderful.
For sure. And so let's talk about some of the best things to do in the Hudson Valley. I know that this is kind of like the larger area of New York and everything. And so it's hard to like whittle things down to just a couple things to do in each of the areas. So let's hit some of those highlights and figure out what we need to do while we're there without spending the entire month. I may actually have to move to Hudson Valley just to be able to experience it all.
You do. You absolutely do. I welcome you here. So the top tourism attractions, Catterskill Falls is something that people say you have to go see. And that's up in the northern part in Greene County. And this is a cascading 260-foot two-tier majestic waterfall that have inspired so many people. They have so many visitors coming there per year to see this. Many artists are there. In fact, Thomas Cole found his way into the pages of Washington Irving's Rip Van Winkle with countless poets and photographers, and it's just raw beauty, and it's wonderful, and people come there from all over the country to see those falls.
How cool is that? That's amazing.
Yeah. Totally. And also Minnewaska State Park, that's in Ulster County in Kerhonkson. It's funny, someone referred to Kerhonkson once as Kerhamptons because Kerhonkson is getting so popular because all of New York City people are coming up to Kerhonkson. Not saying they're not going to the Hamptons, but it's often called that too. But Minnewaska State Park is beautiful, and people come there for their hiking. The outdoor enthusiasts can get a really good workout here at this park, and it's just beautiful with their iconic lakes and paths and biking, walking, hiking, you name it. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
For sure. And knowing about so much of the beauty and everything else like that, it's no wonder that some of like America's most famous families have estates or homes in that area, right? Because there's the Rockefellers, the Roosevelts, the Vanderbilts, a little bit of everything.
All of them. There's a reason why people want to be in the Hudson Valley. And, you know, in Dutchess County and Hyde Park, we have some very prestigious families like Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. Their house is called the Springwood, and they live there, and they were a very big part of our history, you know, from 1945 to like 1962 or so. But it's just a wonderful place to see and visit. And they have more than just a home. They have a library and they have a museum. And it's just really great to see how that president got us through the Great Depression into the New Deal. And it's a big part of history. You hear my history things coming out now. I get excited, right, when I'm talking about history. The Vanderbilts is right next door, and they both are overlooking this beautiful scenic Hudson River, and it's just absolutely fantastic. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention my partner to the south, Bear Mountain State Park in Rockland County. It's a wonderful, wonderful 5,000-acre park, and they have a zoo. So bring your children there. It's wonderful. You know, when you're in Albany, you have to go to the state capitol. You just have to do it because it is the seat of government. And it was from the 1880s. And it's just a wonderful place to go. Such history, such architect. I would say go there. Absolutely. And if you're in Garrison, New York, go to Boscobel House and Gardens. Fantastic. So much history, 68 acres of grounds. And it's just wonderful to be there. I would absolutely say must do go there. So I have to tell you, one place that is a major tourist attraction in Orange County is Legoland, New York. And I briefly talked about the hotel earlier, but Legoland, New York Resort is a kid's destination. You ride, splash, build your way through this theme park. It's a Lego theme park destination, minifigures galore, a Lego factory. And you could even get a Lego person made from yourself. And it's just been it's called the Lego factory ride. And it's just fantastic. You could even get a driver's license at Legoland, for driving those in Lego City. So watch out for that. But if 2 to 12, children from 2 to 12, and that's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be in Goshen, New York. And I would have to mention Alana State Historic Site in Hudson, New York, and that's in Columbia County. This is a fantastic, fantastic attraction that is most famous for American landscape artists in the mid-19th century. Please go there. It is fantastic.
No, that sounds amazing. Yeah, my kids, when we used to live in Southern California, we had passes to Legoland for a little while. Obviously, there's a lot of rides and all a lot of fun attractions. They would just sit there and build. And it's kind of fun, like watching them build the Legos while they're standing next to somebody else. And like then next thing you know, they become like buddies to some other kid that's there and everything like that. So it's a really cool experience. And it's one of those things as a parent, although like, yeah, you pay a lot of money to go into these attractions and stuff like that, but just seeing them standing next to somebody else and becoming friends with somebody that they probably don't even know their name, but they're like best friends building those Legos and everything like that. It's just such a cool thing.
Absolutely. And I welcome all families to come up to Legoland New York Resort in Goshen, New York.
Everything like that. But like, all I know is if I'm doing all this hiking, I'm doing all this walking around, I'm getting hungry, right? So I know that, you know, when you talk about all the fertile grounds and everything like that, there's a tremendous amount of food and you got such big varieties as far as all these different restaurateurs and local shops and everything like that. So let's talk about some of the major restaurants and everything that we can't miss while we're there.
Yes. So as you know, we have this beautiful river and we have great eating up and down the river on both sides and everything. But It's hard to say just one, but I'm going to say a few of the notables that have come out of this little research for this project. So the Brandywine in Windham in Greene County, that's a wonderful restaurant there. That's one of the top rated restaurants. There's so much going on in Westchester County, back down to the southern part of our county. Blue Hill at Stone Barn is one of my favorites. It's a must-go, must-see restaurant in Westchester County. In Hudson, New York, we have W.M. Farmer & Sons. That's in Columbia County, also top rated by our tourism directors. And I would be remiss if I didn't say something about the Culinary Institute of America. That's in Dutchess County in Hyde Park. And this is where culinary begins, right? So this is the CIA, and it has three restaurants on campus. Not just a restaurant, it's more of a museum and a place to have a tour. It's fantastic.
I've actually, my wife is an amazing cook, you know, probably could tell from the way some of my clothes fit sometimes, but what I've actually heard is that you can bring, or you could go yourself, and they have classes where you can learn some of the cooking techniques from there as well, right?
They do. They have wonderful classes there, actually. Yeah. So it's a must do. Go take a class, then go eat and say, oh, did I do a good job cooking? I'm not so sure. Anyway, so there's a couple more that just worth mentioning. There's so many worth mentioning, but I'm going to give a shout out. Mount Fuji Japanese Steakhouse is in Rockland County, and it's on a beautiful 45-acre mountain retreat, and it has great views, great food. You got to go there. It's a must-see. On the Hudson River in Orange County is called the Newburgh Waterfront. And here we have fantastic dining from tacos to barbecue to steaks to seafood. And it's a Newburgh Waterfront. There's so many restaurants there. I would say the entire area should be visited. And that's in Newburgh, New York. And that's the Newburgh Waterfront. So those are some of the top picks I would guess from my tourism directors.
Right on. I'm going to actually throw you a curveball here because we've done a lot of research on a lot of different restaurants and everything like that. But most of them are like lunchtime or dinnertime scenarios there. Where would we go for like some great breakfast or like a sweet treat, maybe like some ice cream or some chocolate or something like that? What do you recommend recommendations for those?
Okay, that was a curveball because, you know, some of my favorite breakfasts come from diners. Isn't that crazy? But I would say like some of our brunch places are just amazing. Blue Point is a place in Orange County on Newburgh that has a wonderful brunch. And I'll also mention at the same time, right down a little further south, we have the Hotel Thayer that has an amazing brunch as well. So you asked me for breakfast, which I'm not a big breakfast eater, but we have a plethora of diners in our region that we just love to do that. So sweets, oh my goodness, we literally have like places that manufacture chocolates up and down the Hudson River. So sweets outside of the ice cream stand that I do love to go to once in a while in the summer, we have numerous chocolatiers. Warwick in Orange County has Warwick Chocolate Company that is fantastic. And we have so many more sweet spots in the valley, but you did throw me a curveball because I wasn't ready to talk about all of them, but I know where they are just by driving to them, but it's fine. So
no, absolutely. I can't
speak to them. Yeah.
Sometimes I hop in my car and I'm on automatic pilot heading right to the sweet spot. Right?
Yeah. So. My car knows. Yeah.
Right on. Well, Amanda, I really appreciate you coming on the shows and sharing all these amazing tips for the Hudson Valley. I've learned so much. And like I said, I'm going to have to move there so I can experience it all myself. But I'm not ready to move just yet. Right now, we got to go into the final countdown, which are the five questions I ask everybody. If somebody only had time for one meal when they visited the Hudson Valley, where should they go and what should they eat?
I will say that if they are taco lovers, Hudson Taco on the Hudson River in Orange County would be the place to go. It's a wonderful place. That's where I'd tell you to go.
What type of tacos do you get when you go?
Oh, so I get typically the tuna tacos. I like a little on the spicy side, but I get the tuna tacos there. So they're great.
Nice. Right on. Like you said, you grew up in the area. You've obviously seen so much and experienced so much there. But what's one of your most memorable experiences in Hudson Valley?
So this one is really a special moment because we have something called Bannerman's Island, and it's just outside West Point, and you can take a cruise to Bannerman's Island. And I took a cocktail cruise to Bannerman's Island and went there, and you know, it's such a historic place to be. This island, which is fairly small, they manufactured arms on this island. So if you can imagine all the years ago, all the history, and to climb to the top and see the mansion that, you know, is in disarray, but now being redone, Went up there and listening to a reading up there that was just absolutely fantastic. It was such a great day. And I could say that you, when you really took a look around the Hudson Valley, you saw the entire valley from there. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. And that said to me, I think this place is absolutely stunning. So that was one of the days that comes to mind when I think of that.
That sounds incredible. I love experiences like that, where it's like when you get there and you have that view, you can literally not count on your hand, but there's only so many people that have actually had that view. And you're like that one fraction of the overall population of the planet that's been able to see that. So that, to me, that's just amazing.
It is. Absolutely is.
Well, speaking of good times and happy memories, where's the happiest happy hour in Hudson Valley?
We have so many happy hours. And sometimes when I think of happy hours, I think of like those great little pubs in our wonderful little towns. But I can say that I'm going to have to give a shout out to my Westchester colleague. Harvest on Hudson is a wonderful place for a happy hour, and that's in Hastings on Hudson, and that's in Westchester. The River Station in Poughkeepsie, also a wonderful place for a happy hour. And again, all of our waterfront restaurants and places have wonderful happy hours up and down the Hudson River. I would be remiss if I didn't mention downtown Kingston in Esopus Creek, where they have wonderful restaurants there, and that's a great place for happy hour.
Oh, fantastic. Now, one of the things I always do whenever I travel is check out the local pizza. And I know New Yorkers, they have like their opinion on pizza and everything like that, right? So I know that if you had to whittle it down to just one or two, what's the best place for pepperoni pizza in Hudson Valley?
Well, you know, it's a fact, right? You know, it's a fact that New Yorkers feel they make pizza better than people in Italy, right? So pizza was really made better in New York City. But I will tell you, Amici Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria in Nyack, which is in Rockland County, I haven't had a better piece of pizza than there. And it's pepperoni, a little bit of sausage on it. Now you're talking, right? So that would be where I would go.
Nice. Yeah, my son's all about the meat lover pizza, that's for sure. Now, like you said, your career has been involved in travel and promoting these areas. If you had to share one of your best travel tips, what would that be?
If you're traveling to the Hudson Valley in the fall, we have something called an Indian summer. And the Indian summer means that we are hot during the day, but we get a little cold at night. Always bring that extra sweater or the extra jacket, tie it around your waist, have a great adventure, and really know that the nights can be really chilly, but the days are so nice and beautiful and warm. So that would be my suggestion.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, again, I really thank you for coming on the show and sharing all these amazing tips. I've learned so much. And, as we've been talking, I've been actually packing some stuff into a box so that way I can move.
Come on up.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you tell the audience a little bit more about who you are, what you do?
My role is Director of Tourism and Film for Orange County, New York, just 60 miles north of the city. I am in the beautiful Hudson Valley, and I was the past president of the Hudson Valley region. I just stepped down last year as the president, but in that role, I got to know the valley real super well. And that's my current role right now, and really happy to be doing what I do.
Well, fantastic. So if somebody has questions about the Hudson Valley or, your job and everything, what's the best way to reach you on social media?
So social media, you can follow us on Travel Hudson Valley. That's a good way to look us up. Or our website, travelhudsonvalley.com. It's, you can reach us that way as well. Or, you can look me up. I'm in Orange County, and I'll answer any questions you might have. And that's orangecounty.org. And I will certainly answer any questions you have for the Valley or Orange County. Happy to do that.
Well, cool. Well, we'll definitely include links to all those in the show notes. And again, Amanda, it's been great talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you when we travel there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What an awesome conversation with Amanda. There's so much to do in the Hudson Valley, it seems like you'd never run out of amazing attractions and restaurants during your visit. But what I'd really love to do is surprise my wife with a cooking class and gourmet meal at the Culinary Institute of America. You can find all the links we talked about today and our one-page guide of Amanda's tips at wetravelthere.com/Hudson Valley. We want to say thank you to Wardwell for being today's affiliate partner. It's my favorite way to track airline miles, hotel points, and other loyalty programs. Go to wetravelthere.com/AwardWallet to start your free account today. Join us next time as we head to Christchurch, Barbados to speak with my new friend Rakima Glimp of BeWellTravel365.com. In this episode, Rakima and I talk about exploring Harrison's Cave, visiting the Barbados Garrison, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and touring St. Nicholas Abbey, one of the oldest buildings on the island. We hope you join us when we travel there. I love hearing your feedback about the show. Send me a tweet at WeTravelThere or email me at wetravelthere.com/contact to share your thoughts. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and tell them what you like most. Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app. That way you won't miss any of our upcoming destinations.